As part of their ambitious plan to develop a couple hundred acres along State Highway 29 near Owen into a first-of-its-kind agribusiness campus, the group hopes to woo the state's largest farm expo to put down roots there. Since it started in 1954, FTD has moved from county to county. General Manager Glenn Thompson is quick to point out the benefits of such an arrangement, including the free volunteer labor.
And when you move to a different situation, such as a central location, why, you are now moving from a volunteer type of system to a paid employee system.
It takes upwards of 800 volunteers to run FTD every year, but it's sometimes difficult to find host counties given the large sacrifices of time and capital.
You don't get a lot of applications, but we have enough connections, so we find counties that are wanting to support this opportunity, so we usually have one or two good ones each year.
The not-for-profit recently spent, quote, big bucks to study the issue and determined it would be best to keep the show on the road for now. But Thompson says he'd never say never. Reporting in Nilsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.